The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Hey, hey, welcome back, listeners. What's going on? Happy Saturday. You know, listen, we're back with another Connecting Point, and this episode, you know, I get excited every single episode, right? This one's a little different because I have a guest in here that, first of all, let me give a little bit about you, okay? Okay, so she's, first and foremost, we're here to talk about your business. You're a business owner.
Yes, ma'am.
You are a mama.
Yes.
To one of my besties.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a community leader.
Yes.
Yes. And then you happen to be my friend.
Absolutely.
So listen, you guys listening in, I have Miss Brooke Hughes here in the studio. What's going on, friend?
Hey, what's up, girl?
Hey, this is fun. Like, this is so fun. I've not had, I had our homegirl on,
yeah.
You know, but this is fun to be able to have another homegirl on and that you're here. You know, we're going to talk about your business.
I know. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yes, girl. Thank you for being part of my vision. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
It means a lot. And so, listen, if you are listening in, like I said, this is Miss Brooke Hughes. You are a Muncie native.
Yes.
I always like to make this connecting point. So, what high school you go to, even though I know, but this is for our listeners, right?
Got it. Okay.
What high school?
I actually attended Wapahani,
yes,
in Selma. However, I always get asked, did you go to Central, mm-hmm, or did you go to Southside? Because I know so many people in Muncie.
Yeah. You're, mm-hmm, really connected.
Mm-hmm.
Connected. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about, you know my slogan, girl.
Oh, yes.
You know this show in and out. You knew when I was starting it and just the ups and downs and I don't know and this. But yeah, it's all about connecting everyday people like yourself who are doing great things in the community. It just makes me excited to spotlight people like you.
So. Thanks. And it makes me excited to be here because you do such a good job at spotlighting others, aww, and staying connected that not only is it an honor to be your friend, but it is to be here in the on-air booth with you today.
Girl,
so
you are giving,
I'm excited.
You are giving me feels right now. Like, I wish you could feel my heartbeat right now.
Aww. Like,
thank you so much, friend. So,
you're welcome.
Gosh, okay. Whew, thank you. It means a lot. It also means a lot that you are a woman that gives other women their flowers. So, thank you for giving me my flowers, girl.
Mm, we have to.
Yes. All right. So we are here. First and foremost, we're going to get to your business, but the eclipse just happened.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Give me the deets. Where were you and how was it? Just give me the rundown.
Okay. Well, so I really wasn't ecstatic about it, but I was, mm-hmm, going to check it out. And I got my daughter and I got with my brother and his family.
Yep.
And we were in awe. Just the darkness, how it came about, but
yeah,
how that light came back. I mean, the sun rises when we get sunlight.
Yes.
But this was like someone flipped on an LED light switch and bam, we had light. You know?
I know. And one thing that a lot of people have been saying is the fact that it only took like a slither. Like when the moon started,
yeah,
moving out of the way, it only took like a slither for that much light to really be showing throughout the world,
yeah,
again, you know, so it's just really powerful to know like how big the sun is,
very much,
you
so
know, so it's really neat. All right, girl, we're talking about Raising Brows by Brooke, your business.
Yes.
You have been in Muncie, how long have you been in business?
So I've had this business since December of 2022. Mm-hmm. And it's taken some different turns along the way. And I'm proud to say that I'm still going strong and thriving, and I'm ready to just turn it up a notch.
Yes, come on, turn up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for the turn up. Y'all know I'm good. Turn ups make me excited. I'm always ready to turn up.
Yes.
Okay, so we're turning it up. First of all, I feel like, you know, it's been really fun being able to watch you blossom. and move from location, former location, to current location. Let's share with our listeners, where are you located? And then we're going to talk about the services.
Okay.
So where are you?
So I'm located at 125 East Charles Street, Muncie, Indiana. It is downtown Muncie inside of the Rose Court. And I'm upstairs. So it's really kind of cool because whenever a lot of people come into the building, one, a lot of them have never been in the building.
Right.
And two, many of them have never been upstairs. Mm-hmm. So it just has a lot of, you know, the historic features
to it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it is historic and it's such a beautiful building. Like, mm-hmm. it's right in the center of our city. If you've never been in there, get into the Rose Court building. It's beautiful. It's been there for years. I remember going in there as a little girl. And then, you know, generations past, they talk about everything that used to be in there and how much of a shopping hub it used to be. And it was a big deal to go in there. So, yeah, Raising Brows by Brooke is right in there. And it's upstairs. And it's beautiful.
It is.
I love what you've done with the place.
Thank you, love.
Yes. So, all right, services. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
What are your services? What do you specialize in?
So I offer cosmetic teeth whitening, and I not only offer that for adults, I also offer it for tweens. So
yes.
Anyone from the age 13 to 17, I will service them. And then I do eyebrow threading as well as henna brows.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Henna brows. That's where you make eyebrows more pronounced and like deeper in color.
Yes.
Right? Darker.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I actually do the mapping and, you know, put the shape there and then apply the henna. So it tints the brows.
I love it. I love it. Okay. I like doing this because it does. I do put my career coach hat on when I'm in here sometimes. But what sparked you to jump into the beauty industry or cosmetic industry? Right. What sparked you to get into that?
So I've always had a desire to be in the beauty industry. Actually, I don't even know if you know this, but I attempted beauty school. I was like 22.
Yeah.
And it's always just been something that I've desired to like dive into. So whenever this avenue approached, I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
And I love the teeth whitening aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I really had a deep desire for. And I get complimented all the time about how white my teeth are.
They
so I
are.
Thought, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me let others feel what it's like when people acknowledge your smile.
Right.
And to make people want to smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing, Lens, is that I'll take pictures of people like before they leave out of my suite.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a couple people that have told me, I don't smile like this. I'm like, yeah, well, after you've got your teeth whitened, you
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Like, isn't that crazy? Like the transformation, like just whitening your teeth, what that will do to you. Cause you don't realize how much you're like kind of hiding with your smile until,
mm-hmm.
girl, same thing happened to me. You don't know this, but I had some teeth worked on, right?
Okay.
Because I used to have like a really small tooth and my dentist, you know, built it up, made it look real normal.
Yeah.
Girl, I didn't realize how much it limited my smile. So whether it's color, whether it's teeth size, structure,
mm-hmm.
like we hide it if we're not sure about it.
We do. We
yes.
hide behind things and we shouldn't.
We do.
Yes.
We do. And I've had my teeth whitened by my friend and it is such an experience. One thing that I appreciate that you do is you do the before and after. You do like you match our original teeth,
my original
color.
We see what the shade is.
Right, you give me that shade, and I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that they were that color, right? And then I'm thinking, are you really going to be able to whiten this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like 5 shades whiter.
Right.
You know, it's
amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's fun. You provide a really cool space, a safe space for me to share. And I know countless others because trust me, word on the street is you have that space that people can, you
oh,
know, share.
I and appreciate that, too.
Yeah.
It means a lot because it's important to me.
I love it. All right. We've been talking about women, but I've seen your pages. You also service men.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So with that, you know, being said, what type of goals have you accomplished?
Well, let me tell you, my biggest goal that I accomplished was last year. I wanted to obtain a second chair so that I could service two people at once. And I conquered that. That is something that I now offer. So if you want to come in for a date night, spend some time with one of your teens or one of your girlfriends, whatever the case may be, two people can get serviced at once now.
Come on, two chairs, two people.
Two
we're giving it snaps.
Chairs,
two
you know.
Chairs.
Hey.
All right. Hey, let's get it, two chairs. We are getting ready to go to commercial. We will be back after this on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.
This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say, play WMUN. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
All right, friends, welcome back from the break. I am here, if you're just joining us, I'm here with my girl, my friend, Miss Brooke Hughes. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I'm so happy you're here. Like I said, you know, we've been talking about your business. We've been talking about Raising Brows by Brooke.
Yes.
And before we went on break, we talked about, actually, we talked about some women things that we're going to jump into, like self-care things.
Right.
But we got to take a pause on the fun fact and connecting point that you have to WLBC. Mm-hmm. Not this station, but another one of our stations that, you know, our listeners are very familiar with. You told me this last night. And I was like, what? So, okay, tell me this connecting point that you have with WLBC. What did you do?
Okay, so, oh, Lord. This was some years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And there was someone I was close to that had worked at the radio station, mm-hmm. and they needed someone to jump into the mascot suit. And so they had asked if I would be interested. And I was like, what do I gotta do?
Yeah.
So basically, I hopped in that suit and I was the bee. I attended a couple different events. I was, you know,
yes.
I got paid for it and it
Come
was
on.
Fun. It was different.
Right.
Yeah. Girl, I'm full of things.
It.
The more we talk, the more we'll know.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
I don't ever just jump on.
Y'all, I'm looking at my producer right now, Leslie, and I'm like cracking up.
I need the world to know this is the official bee. WLBC is on air right
Come
now
on.
For you.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Who knew it was my homegirl? Like,
right?
I would not have known that. All the many things that I know about Brooke, you know, to find that out as you're coming on the show. That's fun.
It is.
That's fun. And you got paid. Do you have pictures?
I don't think so. You know, media. This
right.
was my before social media
right.
life.
And we probably got rid of those pictures. Or
right.
Somewhere tucked away in a box. That is hilarious. So, all right, busy bee out here. Just getting it. I love it. So, all right, let's dive back in. I thought that was a fun fact that we share.
It is.
One thing, too, that I mentioned before the break was I appreciate the way you just provide the space for your guests to come in to your space, your office space, your suite, and you allow them. It's like you have this special ability to give them permission to share.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel that? Do you notice that people, strangers, will sit in that chair and share? Like, what
yeah.
do you think about that?
Well, for one, I appreciate it mm-hmm. because being professionals, first and foremost, whenever anyone comes in to get serviced, but I also want them to feel comfortable
mm-hmm.
because once I get them set up, if they're doing a teeth whitening, there's really not a lot of conversation that goes on within those 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can understand anything anyone says because,
right.
I've just gotten really good at that. But once that retractor's in their mouth and they're all set up,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot of time for conversation, but we connect so much. So, you know, beforehand, I'm just making sure first and foremost that they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They know what to expect. And then afterwards, I love seeing the reaction because I get to see it as it's processing
right,
and I'm,
right.
you know, working along.
You're already watching it. You're seeing it happen. Yeah.
And a lot of times I'll tell them, rinse your mouth, but don't look in the mirror yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I want to get that reaction
mm-hmm.
on camera. But
that's sweet.
Yeah, no, I do. I just think that whenever they come in, I just want them to be completely comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, comfortable, professional, and welcomed.
I love it.
Yeah.
And let's be real. Can I just be real with you?
Yeah, please.
When I like come and sit in the seat, like everybody, I can only imagine that, you know, I'm a mom, you know, all these different things, but I do want to be seen, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's that intimate time that people are actually almost like vulnerable because they're like this in that chair, like with those things, right? It's kind of a vulnerable space. Nobody's cute with those things in their mouth, right?
They're not.
So it's like kind of intimate. And once again, you just provide a space where people are comfortable to share. You really see your clients. And I just think it's really neat because that's a feedback point that people share with me. Like, they feel very comfortable and she's so sweet.
Aww.
She's so kind, you know? And I'm just like, I know.
Yeah.
I know she is. That's why I'm here.
I think just in general, it's important for me to be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So then if that shows through in my business and how I service people, then that's even more special because first and foremost, I'm going to be exactly who I am no matter when I'm around someone or where I'm around someone, and my business and what I get involved in doesn't switch that up or dictate that in any type of way. So
I love it. Did you think about that though? Like when you started this, did you think to yourself, all right, I'm gonna do these services and I'm gonna provide a space that these women get self-care and get to open up to me and all these things? Or was it like a byproduct of starting your business and you realize, whoa, this is a need and I'm gonna step into it? Like, which one do you think it was?
I'm gonna have to say a little of both. So I just stepped into it after doing like my research and discovering that this is something that I wanted to get into. But then conversation that I've had with some people that I'm really close to and other business owners that have let me know, hey, sometimes this is a space for us to be able to pour into others and, you know, really like let people know like their light that they have and then for us to be able to shine ours. And I love that. And I want to be able
to
do that.
You're so good.
Yeah.
You're so good at that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Real talk. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job for stepping into your light.
Thanks.
And then shining light on other people. That's amazing. All right. So this one thing we talked about off mic. Promos. You're creating a promo off of this episode. So listen up, my friends. Listen up. If you are listening to this, you're watching this, whatever you're doing, here's the promo.
So, if you are listening, and you should be, then if you use the word connected when you go to schedule your next cosmetic teeth whitening or your first cosmetic teeth whitening with me by the end of May, so May 31st.
Yeah, there's 31 days in May.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, if you schedule that appointment by May 31st, it does not have to be done in April or May, but it does have to be scheduled by then. I'll give you $10 off Connect with Lindsay Marie is just top notch, so we got to give some top notch discounts out.
Who are you right now? Look at you. Come on, hype sister. Thank you. That's awesome. So
yes.
$10 off service if they use the promo connected when they book with you.
Yes.
How do they book?
So they can go to my Facebook page, Raising Brows by Brooke, and from there you can message me. Absolutely message me if you have any questions, because a lot of people do. I'm more than happy to book that for you, or I have a Vagaro app, and you can book online through there too. But I'll just message me, and I'll get you connected with a cosmetic teeth whitening.
Come on, and that's what this is all about. It's easy. Connect with Brooke. Tell her I sent you. You know what I mean? No big deal. You know her now. She's your friend now, too. So Raising Brows by Brooke. You're on Facebook. You also have the website. Remember, use the promo code CONNECTED and create your appointment. It doesn't have to be in April or May, but it needs to be done by May 31st to get $10 off.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that was a mouthful and I killed it.
You did.
That's what's up. That's what's up, girl. All right. Any last remarks before we end this thing? This was fast. This was really fast. We're done.
This was super fast.
Yeah.
No, I just thank you. I mean, for real, like, you're my friend, you know, I have so much love for you, but thank you because this was fun.
You're so cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Brooke. I appreciate you being here and just taking the time. listen, if you're listening right now, you can't see this red romper she has on. It is totally cute.
But if you're watching,
look at this red romper she got on. I mean, it's radio. People aren't going to see it, but I had to spotlight it too. So
thank you.
You're welcome,
girl. And your cute red Nike hat.
Come on.
Oh.
All right, listeners. Well, hey, thanks so much for stopping by. We will talk to you next week with another episode right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.
This has been Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say, play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. The thoughts and views on the preceding program were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio.